So we turn now to one of the longest-running trials on the planet. This is something that you've actually covered.
Indeed. For more than 3 years, Charles Taylor, the one-time warlord, the former president of Liberia, has been in the dock for his participation in war crimes in neighboring Sierra Leone, specifically for helping to plot and support the gruesome decade-long war that left tens of thousands dead or maimed. Today, supermodel Naomi Campbell testified about a gift that she received from Taylor after a dinner party in South Africa in 1997, a gift that could undeniably tie Taylor to the so-called blood diamonds trade of gems for guns. Alpha Sese is monitoring the trial, and he is with the Open Society Justice Initiative. He joins us from The Hague, where the trial is being held. He has been live blogging the trial on charlestaylortrial.org. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Alpha, let's start with what happened today. Let me first play a little tiny piece of Naomi Campbell's testimony as it was broadcast live in Europe today.
Did anything happen after you went upstairs to your room?
When I was sleeping, I had a knock at my door, and I opened my door, and two men were there and gave me a pouch and said, a gift for you.
Alpha, what was in that pouch?
Well, Ms. Campbell said that there were very tiny, dirty-looking stones, pebbles.
Dirty-looking stones.
Say again?
Dirty-looking stones.
Dirty-looking stones in the pouch. She later believed that the stones were diamonds when she told her friends about the gift the following morning. They said those were diamonds, and they could have been from Charles Taylor.
And the reason this is important is because it links him to the diamond trade. He has said all along he had no access to diamonds. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. Mr. Taylor has said all along that he has never been in possession of rough diamonds, except the small pieces of diamonds that could be found on his personal jewelry. Prosecutors, of course, hoped that an evidence of this nature will tie Mr. Taylor to the diamond trade in Sierra Leone, especially when other witnesses have said that rebel leaders met with Mr. Taylor and handed him rough diamonds before he made that trip to South Africa.
Which,
but Ms. Campbell was very clear that the men did not see to her that the diamonds were from Charles Taylor.
Catch us up on the trial a little bit, if you will. Why has he been charged for what he allegedly did in Sierra Leone and not in Liberia?
Say again? Can you go over that again, please?
Yes. Why has Charles Taylor been charged for what he allegedly did in Sierra Leone and not for war crimes in his own Liberia?
Well, Liberia as a country has not taken any steps towards the establishment of a war crimes tribunal. A lot of countries choose their transitional justice mechanisms, and Liberia has had dealings with a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. In Sierra Leone, there was established a special court for Sierra Leone, which started its work in 2002. And so the prosecutor, of course, had a mandate to charge all those who bear the greatest responsibility for the crimes committed in Sierra Leone. And by the prosecutor's judgment, Mr. Taylor bears such responsibility, and that is why he's been tried.
Alpha Sese, a trial monitor with the Open Society Justice Initiative on that trial of Charles Taylor in The Hague. And this, John, could shed some light on something that's been going on for 3 years.
A rare smoking gun in The Hague.
Finally.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.